So I'm joined on the line by Tori Pollard, who's the manager of the Brentwood Care Centre, who are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. So I know it's a little bit late, but Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
So how is everything at the moment at the Brentwood Care Centre?
Do you know, it's lovely. We have kind of leapt into a new year, and everything is very, very calm. And we've had that horrible spell of really cold weather, but the weather has warmed up slightly, and it seems to have brought a little spring in lots of people's steps. So, yeah, it's really, really great at the minute. And we're doing what everybody does in their home in New Year. We're having a sort out and a turf out, which is really, really kind of great. We're making lots of storage areas and things. So, yeah, it's been really good fun.
Now, you're on the lookout. For a few bits and pieces. Tell us what you're looking for.
I'm always on the lookout, never knowing the undersold. We really want to change the presentation at the front of the home. So those people that have been past our very big, impressive, large building will know that the home runs parallel with Larchwood Gardens. And there is a big expanse of a couple of trees and lots of grass and some railings and things that lots of people walk past in the mornings. And speaking to some of the people that we support here, and especially those people that live on ground floor, we'd really like to make a whole spring garden of bulbs and just beautiful flowers that will come up so the children and their parents can enjoy them each morning as they walk past. So I'm on the hunt and the lookout for any plastic garden tools, little hand bulby bits and pieces, and any bulbs that people may have dug up that don't want, that have had hanging around in sheds or hanging up wherever they happen to be. So anybody who's got any plastic garden forks and shovels and bits and pieces and any bulbs, if they can donate, I'd be really, really grateful. It would be really lovely just to see a mass of flower and a mass of colour. Really, really good for our residents to be outside in the fresh air. And a beautiful thing to wake up and look at each morning.
Yes, yeah. And it's, getting out and getting a little bit of fresh air and gardening is one of those things that a lot of people like. And, it's nice when the flowers start coming through.
I think we do so much in the back garden, which obviously, the people that live here and the staff can really enjoy. But it would be really nice to just create something really special so the community can join in our love of colour and bright flowers too. So,
now, when we spoke last year, you wanted to get a charity of the year that you support.
Yep.
I know that you had quite a lot of applications for that. So what's happened? Have you actually chosen the charity now?
So, no, at the end of this week, we're going to be talking and presenting the charities to the people that we look after and support in the home, so that they can make a decision about which charity they want to support through the year. The idea is that we do a lot of fundraising through the year for various bits and pieces, and it's really lovely to be able to kind of support things like Alzheimer's Society and cancer research and all those big things. But actually, we wanted to move it closer to home, so we're very keen to support a charity that supports people living in and around our community. So something that is Brentwood-based, so a charity that is Brentwood-based. So if you are a charity or you work with a charity or you have something that's dear to your heart around the Brentwood area, if you can utilise our Facebook page and just contact me via Facebook to let us know about your charity and what you do. On Friday of this week, we'll be taking those names of charities and what they do to the people that we look after. And the sense will be that we will then support that charity, so everything that we do for fundraising will go to that one Brentwood charity for the year. So in December, we'll be donating whatever it is that we've managed to raise. And we do a lot of stuff here to raise money. We've had all sorts of cake sales and coffee mornings and the generalist stuff. But this year it's going to be bigger and brighter and better because we can, and we've got lots of space. So there's lots of things that the people that we support would like to do. There's been talks about car washes and bric-a-brac sales and book sales and all sorts of things. So, yeah, we're really looking for a charity that is Brentwood-based, so good for people in our community, that is supporting the people who have, you know, undoubtedly supported us over the last few years. So please let us know. Please get in contact.
Another quick thing. I've still got here 10 books for you, for the library.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amazing.
I'll have to drop those in.
Love a good book.
They're around the corner on the bench, and I keep forgetting, and they are there. They were dropped off for you.
Oh, bless you.
So I'll have to get them over to you.
It's lovely. You know, our library is just, I mean, it's kind of an amazing room, and it's an amazing room for people to be able to spend time in.
Mm.
But we've actually got an internal librarian. So one of our residents here actually loves the library so much that he's kind of made it his go-to place.
Mm.
And he is a chap that is living with dementia but has had a lifelong passion around books and reading.
Mm.
And he wanted to provide the library to people that couldn't leave their own rooms through disability or for one reason or another. So we actually bought him a trolley. So he has a little librarian's trolley, and he takes some of the books round to people that can't go to the library.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a really functional place, and it's
yeah.
just so lovely. We now have more readers. Taken a bit seriously, wanted a stamp, so we're going to provide him with a stamp to return the books.
Yeah.
But it's really, really lovely that kind of engagement is happening throughout the home. So the
yeah.
library isn't just, you know, a place that's out of the way. Everybody now can participate in the library and can read things and borrow books. So yeah, it's really, really lovely. And my grateful thanks to, obviously, to your listeners and to the community in Brentwood for donating so many wonderful, wonderful books.
Yeah, I know you were inundated with books,
yeah.
weren't you? Yeah.
I know, I love books myself, so it was a very exciting time.
Yeah, me too. Now, exciting times. Next time I talk to you, you're going to have a change of name. You're still going to be called Tori, obviously. I thought for a second it was going to be something else. Showbiz name.
Yeah, I could, couldn't I? I will have a new name. So on the 22nd of January... I am going to marry Daniel, and I will then be Tori Sir Barton. So I'll have a new name, same old me, but just a new name.
Oh, congratulations. Has this been a wedding that's had to be postponed, or have you, was this
no.
the original date? Were you quite lucky?
No, we knew that, to be fair, Daniel and I are not one for flamboyant weddings, and I think I've driven my family to distraction because, you know, I've been married before, Daniel hasn't, so he wants all bells and whistles. And I want a pair of jeans and a registry office. So we've had to do a lot of compromising, but
yep.
I guess that's what marriage is about. So, yeah, we haven't postponed it. We knew it was going to be 2022. We knew that we wanted to get married of an evening just because there's no way I'm going to wear a dress all day. So we're getting married at 5 p.m. in the evening, you know, just with a
yeah.
small group of our families, and then we're having a bit of a party in the evening, COVID obviously permitting, but it was always going to be 2022, and we're now what, 11 days away, and hopefully it will come off without a hitch.
Congratulations.
Thank
and I
you.
Do you know what, I understand the afternoon thing sometimes when people have weddings, you go, what time have I got to get there, and they go, oh, what if you can get there for 11 o'clock, and you're like, oh
no, it's tiresome, isn't it?
I want to have a nap in the afternoon after that.
Do you know, it's funny, isn't it? Because we've been talking a lot about weddings here, and probably kind of emanating from the fact that obviously the people that we support here know that I'm getting married. And I was taking some advice from some of our kind of longer staying residents that have been married for a very long time. So there's been a really good imparting of how to survive marriage, and what people were doing on their wedding days and what they remember about their wedding days. And I think, you know, there's that kind of general feel that it becomes a bit of a performance. And I'm not very much like that. I can come onto the radio and I can speak, but I'm actually really quite shy, which I find really difficult. I don't want to be the centre of attention. And it's difficult when you're the bride to kind of hide and shy away.
Mm.
So the idea is that even I can manage, you know, 5 p.m. for a couple of hours of wearing a dress and having my photos taken. So.
Yeah.
It doesn't diminish the fact that I love Daniel to bits, I absolutely do, but it's just that whole perception that people are going to be looking at you. I just really struggle with that, and you know, I'm of an age, I'll get tired, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
And also, if you speak to your residents as well, they'll tell you what weddings were like back in their day, because now they
yeah.
are so expensive.
Yeah, massively.
But back in the day, it would have normally been a ham salad at the parents' house, long trestle tables, and a bit of a knees up, and that was the whole day. That was the whole day.
Yeah, very much so. And interesting, talking about things like, you know, what people had at their weddings. So You know, a couple of the ladies were telling me, well, they didn't have flowers. Well, we didn't. It was during the war. There weren't access to flowers, so we didn't have any.
Yeah.
And it was, that was okay. And, you know, people came for that. They had a wedding breakfast. I think one of them said that they had ham, egg and chips.
Yes.
Which was absolutely seen as, yeah, as something that wouldn't happen during the war. And then everybody went home to bed. That was, that was it. There was no knees up. So I think it kind of puts things into perspective, really.
Yeah.
In as much as things don't need to be grand and, you know, kind of financially burdening. They don't need to be like that. I think, you know, what kind of really matters to me is, you know, standing with the man that I love and in front of my family. And that anything else is a bit of a bonus, but not essential. It's not necessary. So it is going to be quite a small day. But obviously, everybody knows me as Tori Pollard, and I'm very aware that Tori Pollard will cease to exist in 11 days' time. So there you go. I'm changing my name.
Excellent. Do you know, when you first said it, I literally thought, "She's, something's happened, she's changing. I wonder what her new name's going to be." I thought you changed it from Tori, and I thought, well, Tori's a really nice name. It's unusual.
Well, it's not bad, is it? I was going to come out with something, you know, Lady something.
Yes.
Almost like Lady Gaga. Or that kind of
thing. That would be good.
I'm not changing it for any other reason. Tell me.